little bit about myself. I served in Coast Guard active duty, and then ended up transitioning into several different public safety roles. Initially with fire rescue as a firefighter paramedic, and then on to the sheriff's office, and spent just about a decade on the SWAT team in Tampa. And really, you know, I think a lot of my personal life experiences and the opportunities that I've been awarded over the years really kind of led me to starting Fly Motion. And you know, I go back to being a very young age and have thought a lot about, you know, when did kind of the entrepreneurship start? And I think it started for me when I was around 11 with a paper route and snow blowing and, you know, cutting lawns and things like that. And so I've always had a kind of a desire to, you know, be an entrepreneur, and, you know, had several different businesses that I ran in parallel to my role in, you know, while I was in government. And so basically, you know, fast forward through that, 12 years ago here in a couple weeks, started Fly Motion. And really, where that kind of started was, early on, I started playing with drone technology. It was nothing to where it is, today. And I'm humbled every day that I get the opportunity to work in this industry, because I can remember knocking on a lot of doors, talking to a lot of people for several years that told me they would never use these toys or this technology. You know, they just felt that it didn't really suit what their operations were. So to really kind of see it evolve and where it's going today, I think is pretty awesome. And really, what I did was take some different parts and pieces. You know, there was no video downlink systems. This is about 13 years ago. No video downlink systems, no transmitters, no things of that nature. And took it out actually to start kind of playing with it on some SWAT training days. And ended up, my business partner lived on the same street that I did, and ended up flying a drone with a GoPro attached on it over to his house, and said, "Hey, come outside, check this out." And then flew it back, landed it. And, you know, back in that day, you had to pull the SD card out. There was no downlink system, and, you know, go ahead and view the footage, which I did. And it was just astonishing to see, just by going, you know, 100, 200 feet in the air, what the capabilities were. And, you know, so we both decided, you know, hey, let's do something. We're not sure where this is going to go, but let's do something with this. And we started Fly Motion, officially started the company in April of 2014. And so really over the years, you know, we have developed more into an end-to-end ecosystem provider. Our core focus initially was in primarily drones, aerial drones. But as we've seen the industry pivot, we have also pivoted as a company and expanded kind of our portfolio and our capabilities. So really, you know, we like to say kind of our expertise is really in the unmanned space, air, ground, and maritime. We do the least amount in maritime, but primarily air and ground. And over the years have, you know, really defined and developed a lot of the TTPs, the capabilities of deploying drones in a tactical type environment. And we've had the opportunity to work across many organizations, government and defense, in local and state agencies as well, all over the world. We have stood up quite a few. Last number I had was to the tune of 1,500 plus drone or robotics programs just in this country alone, with different local, state, and federal agencies, and also in the counter drone space as well. And so the really from what Fly Motion is really doing is more from a system integration perspective than, you know, providing necessarily, let's say, a drone or a robot or things like that. We are typically taking those capabilities and then building them out, integrating, enhancing them, different payload capabilities specifically for different operational mission sets. And over the past, I would say roughly about 18 months, we have been putting a heavy focus into payload development. And we just released one of our newest payloads, which we call the Tactical Deployment Kit. In essence, what that is we can, it's a modular system that we can put on drones or robots or a variety of other systems. And in essence, we can go from less lethal effects up to lethal effects. I'm actually out of town at a customer location now, and we're actually doing some pretty cool stuff with explosives and explosive breaching, energetic breaching and entries and things like that. So our tactical deployment kit has really started to gain a lot of traction for a variety of systems. We're currently building the payload for numerous different drone manufacturers, and we'll be releasing those before long. So keep an eye out for those. But I think, you know, with that being said, you know, for us, the thing is really this industry is still moving so much. It's still pivoting so much. And really our focus area has been to pivot and shift as the industry moves. So, you know, as I mentioned, you know, we started early on with drones and then have, you know, continued to evolve from drones, robotics, building, you know, mobile command and control, mobile talks, vehicle-based system integration, and then of course the training and the support. And I mentioned specifically the training and support because I think those are two of the things that a lot of times, at least from my perspective, what I've seen in this industry is, you know, many times we get focused on the contract and the procurement of the hardware and the software. But a lot of times we forget that the most important thing is the training and the support, and how those things are going to go into the operational workflow, who's going to be training on them, who's going to be supporting them, and those type of things. And that's something that, you know, we have been very instrumental in over the years is training a lot of these different organizations that are deploying this cutting edge technology and, you know, kind of redefining the tactics, the techniques and the procedures and how those things are employed, you know, from human machine teaming and things of that nature. One of the things that I will mention just briefly was, you know, many of you may have heard of UTAC. It's held annually. This is actually going into the seventh year, but FlyMotion had originally started UTAC. And UTAC, you could just go to utac.co to learn more about it. But basically, it is a hyper-realistic, fully immersive training event. So much different than a conference or trade show. There's a lot of different dozens and dozens of industry companies are there with their respective technologies. And then it is open only to public safety, government, and defense end users. But that is basically a full mission profile, hyper-realistic, hands-on week where the companies and then the end users can basically collaborate together to, in essence, identify gaps in capabilities or enhancements that are needed, and how stuff can be deployed effectively in as real world as possible. And that has continued to scale and continued to grow exponentially. The organization was actually bifurcated about 2 years ago from FlyMotion and is now its own standalone organization. But, you know, when I hit on the training piece, I mean, that's ultimately what the driver was for when that was originally started. And FlyMotion, and like I said, I still sit in an advisory role for UTAC. You know, training, I think, is so critical. It's so important. And, you know, this technology is moving so fast. And, you know, a lot of the different end users, particularly in the defense community, you know, it's not for a lack of procurement of the capabilities. Many times it's a lack of the training and being able to sustain the capabilities. So that was definitely been a big focus, you know, in immersing end users to that, from live fire to explosives to full CQB to blood and moulage, and incorporating and merging basically the tactics and the technological aspect into that.